Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows back home at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Cindy Fuquay from Ruidoso, New Mexico.
Now, Ruidoso, New Mexico?
Yes.
Ruidoso, that sounds like Spanish for ruined, is it?
No, it's Spanish for noisy.
Oh, that's better.
Yes.
Is it, in fact?
Well, there's a little creek running through town that made a lot of noise when Spanish settlers first found it, and so they called it noisy.
I see. They had a low tolerance. They're very sensitive people, those Spanish settlers.
Absolutely.
Very nervous. Lots of anxious folk.
Yes.
Well, welcome to our show, Cindy. Now, Carl is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, just two, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Go to Starbucks if manners are flunking. The splayed pinky myth we are debunking. This tea shop kicks out those who clink spoons or shout, and those who use biscuits for
dunking.
Yes! Very good. If you plan in your travels to go to the Tea Cozy tea shop in Brighton, England, remember, put the cookie down and not in the tea. The owners have drawn up a list of 14 etiquette rules for their tea shop, a move that has some people branding them as, quote, fascists. Mobile phones, strictly forbidden, as well as clinking your cup while stirring it, touching the sugar cubes, blasphemy against the queen, and slouching, and of course, no biscuit dumping. Can't dunk your cookie. They call it a biscuit over there. Said the owner, quote, I'm just keen to teach people the joys of a civilized cup of tea. Most people don't break the rules anymore, but one man did bang his head on the table when I walked in because he was using his phone under the table. Oh! Here is your next limerick.
Thanks to me, the brand's prospects looked greener. For kids singing, and nobody was keener. My ads spurred desire to buy Oscar Mayer. I knew how to market a
wiener.
Yes.
Yay!
This week, we lost legendary ad man Jerry Ringlin. He passed away. He had an impossible dream. He wanted to be a hot dog. But it wasn't until 1956, when Ringlin was hired by Oscar Mayer, that he was finally able to give voice to his deepest feelings with the immortal song, I Wish I Was, an Oscar Mayer wiener. Also responsible for, my baloney has a first name. Soon people around the country were singing along with him, and his legacy was set. Further marketing work for Oscar Mayer, including reviving the popular Wienermobile, made him a hero to some, but of course, a figure that haunted the dreams of pigs and cow lips everywhere.
One of the biggest thrills of my childhood was seeing the Oscar Mayer wiener wagon for the
really?
First time. Yes.
Where were you raised?
In the Midwest. Where seeing something like that would be quite a thrill.
This week, by the way, in a coincidence, the wiener wagon was ticketed in downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue because they just left it running right there. And you know, we don't stand for that in Chicago. We don't like our encased meats getting out of their pens. All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
Deep-sea killers of briny, cold, dark. We, too, need romantic spark. We'll give our applause for the love theme from Jaws. It sure sets the mood for a...
A shark.
Yes, a shark.
Oh, all right.
Biologists at an aquarium in Germany were worried that their sharks were not producing enough babies. Then they figured out the problem. The lack of mood music. When the scientists piped in seductive music into the tanks, the tunes turned the sharks from eating machines to love machines. Salt and Pepper's hit Push It was ruled the number one favorite among shark couples, with Joe Cocker's cover of You Can Leave Your Hat On a close second. Sharks don't even have hats. I don't understand it. Also in the running with the German version of the Love Boat theme, Bob Marley's No Women, No Cry, and Justin Timberlake's Rock Your Body, because even sharks agree that Justin has brought sexy back.
Sharks have no taste.
Really? Carl, how did Cindy do in our quiz?
She did fine, Peter. She had them all. Cindy had 3 correct answers, so Cindy wins our prize.
Well done, Cindy.
Yahoo!
Yahoo indeed. Congratulations.